Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster. You got cut off by the break. You were starting to make a point.
Well, the point is that the game is rigged now. Just a couple of months ago, there was a report that came out about the last elections in Ohio and how those numbers, or election before, how the numbers are all cooked. And what do we have? That company Diebold, the Republican company that controls most of these voting machines, and how easily they can be hacked. I think for like $24. So the game is rigged at every level. But as you keep pointing out, Alex, more and more people are aware now. The show is so bad. The con men aren't that good anymore. Look at them. O'Donnell, Schultz, Murdaugh, Hannity, Combs, Laurel, Hardy, Abbott, Costello. Give me a break. Who believes this stuff? One of my pals, Anthony Formanzano. I said to him, Anthony, I said, if Santorum or Romney or Gingrich or Huntsman came into our place over here and tried to lay their line on us, how long would they last before we threw them out? Anthony said, about 30 seconds. And then he said, maybe shorter. The only way these guys could get away with this crap is by having the presidential reality show stage set for them and a bunch of suck-up, bow-down prostitutes making them look good.
No, they force-feed us like geese or something. They force-feed us their vomit so they can eat our livers later. Let's talk to Tim in Georgia. Tim, you're on the air. With Gerald Celente, last caller for Gerald. We'll get to everybody else with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. Welcome.
Very well. I came up with a name for the media. I came up with Babylonian, because that's all they do is babble.
And they want to sell us on a slave-ridden empire. I like prostitute. I think it's one of the best ones out there. Propaganda media, dinosaur media is a term I've coined. But again, some people won't know what a prostitute is, understanding it's a prostitute. Gerald, what are some other names for the suck-up, mercenary, deceiver, decepticon, liar media? I mean, just scam artists, hoax media?
Yeah, I mean, these are people who have no self-respect. I mean, they're the same people in high school and college that were head of the school newspaper. I mean, it was sucking up to the principal or the dean. They're doing the same thing now with the president or the school. And by the way, you have that great Anthony Frieda art of the prostitute. And we'll send you a prostitute T-shirt that he did. And it's really a brilliant one.
Oh, can
really
I buy a prostitute T-shirt at Trends Research?
Well, I'm going to send one to you that he made up for us. But you have that one from one of our past Trends journals that he did. It's brilliant. And so all they are, these are people who have no self-respect. All this is, everybody should understand this. As I read before earlier about the financial end and how these beltway circle jerk keeps congratulating themselves. It's high school. That's all it is. The people we hated in high school that wanted to be class president, head of the student council, there they are. Remember the guys that wanted to be the Eagle Scouts, then went on to ROTC? You even hear him talk about Petraeus, who's now head of the CIA, about how he has that Boy Scout charm. These guys are still playing the same game, and then you got the Hannitys, you got the O'Reillys, and the Chris Matthews. These are the altar boys. That's all they are. I knew them. And I was the only kid in Christ the King school that wasn't an altar boy because of guys like him. They love taking orders. And they like bowing down sometimes.
All right. Listen, great job, Gerald. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman. Got a few movie clips I want to play. Andy.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, everyone. It's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Absolutely jam-packed third hour today with Bob Chapman of TheInternationalForecaster.com. If you're just joining us, I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, obviously. And I come back live Sundays, and I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central time as well. Coming up, I want to go over the economic news that just confirms what Bob and others have broken down. They're now calling it the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression and basically admitting it's a depression, but they won't call it that. And we've also got ex-Israeli intelligence officer tells the Jerusalem Post that the U.S. will stage a Pearl Harbor attack against its own ships as a pretext for all-out war. And I've got a bunch of economic news I want to go over as well with Bob, like MF Global may not be able to pay clients back now. And the Drudge Report is linked to our cashless society. India implements first biometric ID program for all of its 1.2 billion residents. But coming up, I have a clip from Vendetta that I want to play where they talk about government staging a false flag bio attack, which I believe is in the cards. And I've been saying this, of course, before that movie came out. I mean, it's very clear. You have the New York Times on Monday with a headline, Engineered Doomsday, where all over the country, the U.S. government funds in level two labs, what should be in level four labs, if anywhere, weaponized Ebola, bird flu, H1N1, mousepox. Some of these kill 99% of all humans they come in contact with and are airborne. So I want to play this clip coming up with Bob. But first, I wanted to play and then get Bob Chapman's take on this because, you know, he grew up and saw all of this. The Andy Griffith Show from the 1950s that aired into the 1960s with all of its wholesome pro-America Constitution Bill of Rights messages. And then compare this now where everything is an assault on the family. Everything is how to teach your two-year-old profanity. The F word during the family hour uttered by the baby. I saw that this week. It's like baby to utter the F word on network TV. Just all about making everything petty and arrested development and adults acting like children. I mean, imagine if in 50 years TV has turned into what it is now. What will it be like in 20 years? Why is there this total assault on morality? Because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. That's why. So I want to play this clip. Now, this is where the sheriff, his son's not doing well on some history. And he says, it's okay, Opie. I wasn't too good at history. Don't worry about it. So he goes to the teacher and says, I'm not going to worry about it. My dad says, don't worry about it. So she threatens to quit. The kids run in to the police station. Now you have to go through a naked body scanner. And, you know, because you're a terrorist. And they talk to the sheriff and say, you know, gee, you know, this is great. She, you know, she doesn't, you know, think she can teach us anymore. We're winning. And he gives them a little history lesson and tells them how informative and interesting history is. And they basically wake up to how amazing it is. So here's a few minutes of this clip. And then we'll get Bob Chapman's take on this on the other side. But this is from the episode of the Andy Griffin Show from the 1950s. This is one of the early ones titled Andy Griffith Discovers America. Here it is.
Well, I guess they'll have to find you a new teacher, huh?
Yeah!
Hey, they might not be able to find you a new teacher. All the trouble you give Miss Crump.
Yeah!
And if they do find one, I bet she won't give you any of that history homework.
Oh, man, I know.
I'm glad for you. You know that? I'm glad for you. That history's hard. You're lucky. You know that? You know what y'all do? Go out and celebrate.
Yeah, listen.
Go out and play and have a good time. You won't have to study all that stuff and mess around learning all that dull stuff about the Indians and redcoats and cannons and guns and muskets and stuff.
Yeah.
What about Indians and redcoats and cannons and muskets and guns and stuff?
Oh, you know, Indians and redcoats and, you know, history.
Yeah?
Yeah, they had the craziest gun.
What gun?
Oh, they had a gun that fired a shot that was heard clear around the world. Darnest thing I ever heard of.
What gun?
What?
What kind of gun?
What kind of gun what?
Well, what kind of gun? The kind of gun that could fire a shot that could be heard clear around the world. Tell us about that gun.
Well, there was this fella. You sure you want to hear this story's history?
For Pete's sake, tell the story.
Well, one time, a long time ago, this country was a part of England. And we wasn't getting along with them too good. In fact, we was thinking about breaking away and starting our own country. But the king over there in England, he says, you do that, and I'm going to send my redcoats. They was British soldiers, and he's going to send them over here to whoop us.
Of all the nerve!
Yeah. He says, you better think about that thing. Well, so your great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddies all got together, you know, to think about it. And they argued about it back and forth a while. And finally, one of them says, let's do it. Let's start our own country. Somebody says, how you do that? Says, I don't know. Says, I reckon you just start. Says, what do we call it? Says, let's call it the United States of America.
That was a good name.
Yeah. Now, about that time, up in Boston, Massachusetts, there's a fellow living up there named Paul Revere. And he's a pretty good old fellow. Just as poor as Job's turkey, but he's a pretty good old fellow. And he owned a real good old horse named Nellie. Now, Paul, he was wandering around the streets up there one night, and he come up on a friend of his. And he says, howdy, what's new? His friend says, what's new? Says, the British is coming. That's what's new. What's the matter with thee? And Paul says, you're kidding. He says, it's a fact. Says, I just heard it from an Indian. And you know them Indians, they keep their ears to the ground. And Paul says, do the folks know about this? Fellow says, I just heard about it myself. And Paul says, well, what are we going to do? And fellow says, I'm getting out of town. And Paul says, well, we got to spread the word. He says, you spread it. I'm getting out of town. Well, Paul, he didn't know what to do, but he knowed he had to do something. Now, it happened. It happened that they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they're called. They grab their squirrel guns.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? They're fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come prancing along, all dressed up in their red suits and a-waving to the girls, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
It's fact. That's the way this country started. You read the book.
What book?
Oh, your history book.
My history book?
Sure. All kinds of good stories stuck in there amongst the history.
Yeah? Good as what you just told us?
Sure. Some of them even better.
No fooling, Paul?
No fooling. You fellas look through that book, I bet you in a couple of weeks you'd be coming in here telling me stories.
All right. Now, I wanted to play that. I appreciate Bob sitting while we did that. We're about to go to break, but I want to get his take on it. To illustrate, you wonder why Americans don't know why they're being enslaved. They were never taught it. Look at the messages in TV now. It's all anti-liberty, anti-family, anti-gun. Look at what the globalists have done to us by design to steal our birthright. Bob Chapman, your take on that clip.
And the opposite of that is training us to be citizens of the world in a one-world government. And it... as pointed out earlier by yourself, Alex, it's the difference between pro-Americanism and morality. We're lacking a lot of that morality today, as we know. We see what goes on every day. And so, yes, there's been a process of brainwashing, and they'll try to continue it. And we have to inform people, and that's what we're doing, about what these people are up to, and that's what these programs are all about.
Bob, I'm glad you're here. I want to get into the latest financial news and talk about what the new edition of the International Forecaster tomorrow is going to cover at theinternationalforecaster.com. But when we come back, I want to first, because I heard a clip of you on another show doing this, but it didn't get into too much detail, areas that you've studied that you think are better than the U.S. outside the United States. Because a lot of listeners ask me that, and I know you lived outside the United States for a very long time now. because of globalist hunting Obi-Wan Kenobi around. And we'll get your take on that on the other side. Bob Chapman's our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Back to Bob Chapman. Bob, as the United States continues to implode, obviously the same global system is unfolding everywhere, but from your research, so I get these questions all the time, Where are some of the better places to move to or expatriate to, in your opinion?
Well, Europe's expensive, even by U.S. standards. The weather is poor most of the year. You might get 1-2 months of summer, and that's it. Canada's an opportunity. I do see people immigrating away from Australia, which really surprised me, but people immigrating into New Zealand. In South Central America and Mexico, there's been a tremendous amount of changes in the governments, particularly in South America. And most of them are communists, with the exception of Argentina, which is a fascist government, which now will only let you retire approximately two-thirds of your assets from the country. You'd have to leave one-third there, which is not a very good idea if you wanted to leave. And so what does that leave in South America? It leaves Chile, perhaps Colombia, which is very close to the United States. They work very closely with them, let's put it that way. Panama's not bad. Costa Rica's nice. Nicaragua's another communist country. Mexico, you do along the frontera and in the south, and also in Culiacan, you have violence. And that's because of the war that's been going on for 5 years between the government and the narcotraficantes. And so it's a mixed bag. You got to pick out a spot where you think you'd like to go that's relatively safe. Some countries will make you, allow you to work, some won't. It all depends on your profession. That's basically it. The best ones are probably Canada, Australia, Chile, Costa Rica, and Mexico.
But undoubtedly, Australia and New Zealand are part of the whole globalist echelon group, as I call them.
And Canada.
And Canada. You're kind of jumping out of the fire into the frying pan, but I guess the United States is command base central of the global imperium's army, and it's where there's going to be a big political fight between liberty lovers and the New World Order. But if you want to be where the fight's going to be, if both intellectually and perhaps physically, this is ground zero. Do you agree with that analysis?
Absolutely. If you're young and healthy in particular, and you have a family, you're not going to be able to jump to another country and just go to work. They don't allow that. And so you're going to stay there and you're going to fight. And people like me who have been forced out of the country, as old as I am, I'll be back.
That's right. I mean, they tried to plant hand grenades on you, everything. It just went on for decades, and you finally left. But how long have you been out of the U.S., Bob?
This time, 9 years.
And of course, before that, you lived all over the world in business.
Well, yeah, but I lived in so many countries, I can't keep track of them all. And I lived there for a year or two or three. I mean, like in Africa, I was there for over 3 years. And Canada, I was there for a year. The Bahamas, I was there for a year. Uruguay, maybe 2 years, and so on and so forth. So
how is Latin America?
What it's like?
Yeah. How has Latin America changed since you first visited?
It's become more Americanized, and the standard of living has really been raised big throughout Latin America and Mexico.
That's a good thing.
They've come a long way. There's no giant reason for people to leave most of the countries in that region and go to America now, because there are lots of jobs. Mexico City is booming. Some of the countries are doing very well.
Venezuela, not so much, though, with the commie running it.
No, but that's what you have to expect when you have communism. And you've got it in Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, as I mentioned, Nicaragua, right on the edge is Brazil. They're not fooling anybody. And then you've got a fascist government in Argentina, which is loaded with crime. I saw a holdup at the airport.
Stay there. I want to hear about this, and then I want to get into this next clip from the makers of The Matrix, from V for Vendetta, dealing with government-sponsored terror, and a bunch of other financial news and some calls, all jam-packed.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. I'm going to go to Jeff, Tommy, Erica, Chris, Leo, at least before this hour ends. Bob Chapman is our guest, and I got him diverted off into his world travels. I want to get into the economy in Iran with him before I get to this next clip and your calls. But, Bob, you got interrupted by the end of that segment. You were saying you saw a stick-up. Repeat where you saw that and where you see the most outrageous crime. My dad was in Paraguay a few times a year. He goes to Latin America and places. You know, most dentists and doctors get recruited for this, and he goes and does clinics in the jungle and stuff with starving children. He says it'll really make you appreciate life, you know, going where, you know, they tell you don't give a child a balloon or anything because other kids, people will kill them for it. You know, the jealousy is so out of control. People dumping their kids everywhere. But he was down in Paraguay for about a week and a half and working most days long hours doing free dental work and other things at clinics and as part of a foundation that he went with. And but then one day they said, well, take off this afternoon. We're going to take you to a national soccer game. And my dad told me about this, and I was at his house a month ago, and I pulled it up on my iPhone. There it was. He just got back from Paraguay. They threw a stick of dynamite down at the referee and blew him and one other person up, almost killing both of them. And my dad was like 60 feet from this happening. So talk about bedlam. I know my uncle was in Guatemala back in the 80s, living down there with a coffee plantation he had. And you know, they talked about hand grenades being thrown at the market on a routine basis. So finish your story.
Well, we were across the street, about 60 feet away, and this man walks up to a couple, and I see the man take his wallet out and hand it to the other guy, and the guy, I could see his gun. He stuck the gun back in his belt, buttoned his jacket, and just walked off. There were no police around, and inside the airport, there were no police either. And the only police I saw them when you go through the them checking your baggage, that sort of thing. But there's streets there in Buenos Aires that you just can't go down during the daytime, never mind at night. And that's if you're armed. I mean, if you're unarmed, your goose is cooked. And you got to learn those things living there so that you don't happen to go down the wrong street.
And what's the prerequisite of all these nations? They've never had a Second Amendment. And so only the criminal government and the criminals are armed, and it's a living hell.
Well, it varies from state to state. You take Mexico as an example. You can go to the military, sign up, and purchase a gun from them. And you can carry it with you. You can have it in your house. If you carry it with you, you can't have the bullets in the gun. So you buy an automatic. It has to be lower in caliber than or the same as what the military is carrying, and they carry a 9mm, and so you can use a .357 and or something like that in an automatic.
From what I've read, though, Mexico has almost a complete gun ban for the citizens. I know there are hoops you can jump through to get a gun, and you basically get registered with them. But
it's easy. There's not hoops. It's easy.
Oh,
all you
wow.
have to do is go to the military and show them your voting card and your driver's license and who you are. And you can buy a shotgun and a rifle, but they can't be a caliber that's in excess of what military has.
And that must be that must have changed recently then because of the bedlam. Because from what I've read just in fact book stuff is that they pretty much have no Second Amendment. But that's good news.
Well, I just happen to know that because I know somebody who worked in the military and he was in the Army, and he handled that. That's how I know about it.
Yeah, well, there's
but
this claim.
Other nations like Costa Rica, you can have a gun. I mean, I've been in and I lived there for a long time. I went in the market downtown in San Jose, and I'm just going through. It's like a tianguis. Which is a flea market, and there's one counter there. There's four or five guns for sale, no registration, no nothing.
Well, that's a big plus. I know a lot of those countries though do restrict the citizens having guns.
That's right, because usually they're quasi dictators, and that's the mindset. I mean, even the legal elections, they have that same. View on the people as they do in London and Washington.
Now, Bob,
it varies by degree.
Bob, I want to move now into the economy. MF Global may not be able to pay clients back, but let's skip that because I already covered that with Gerald Celente. What do you make of the credit ratings being dropped in other European countries, the latest economic numbers we've got here in the United States?
Well, we've been waiting for France to be lowered, and that affects the EFSF, which is a funding mechanism, the ESM, which they're trying to get passed, which is another funding mechanism, which will probably supersede the EFSF. But what they did is they had the Federal Reserve do a swap, and the swap is a technical thing where we'll give you $1 trillion worth of dollars, and you give us $1 trillion worth of euros. And everything goes down on a digital basis. Now, the reason they did this, and they actually broke the law in the United States as well as in Europe, because they're not supposed to do that, because it's a loan by any other name. And so with that said, in the fractional banking system, these 523 banks that took that money down, they can multiply that by 9 or more if they choose. So in essence, what the Fed did is not only give them $1 trillion to play around with, they really gave them $10 trillion or more. And that's going to affect the U.S. markets and the British markets as well, because there are those who still don't trust the system in Europe, which is the euro, and they've already started buying U.S. treasuries because they deem them safer than the euro at this time. And so you're getting money moving from one place to the other. So what does that mean to the United States? It means that the economy will probably grow more in the United States this year than anybody had anticipated. What are we talking about? Well, I thought it would be -1.5% in disaster. With this money being let loose, it's going to probably be a +1.5% or 2%. And that is going to be very surprising to people because they didn't figure on this and they didn't know about it. I didn't know they were going to do that.
Yeah, they have a lot of curveballs they can throw. So let's think about curveballs. Obviously, they can launch a war with Iran for the election as an October surprise, Obama and all of his sheep-like followers. And they can also do some other hanky-panky economically to jumpstart things for a while. What else, Bob?
Well, I think this business of the French being lowered is only one of two. They'll be lowered again this year. They did not lower any of the German banks, nor Ireland for that matter. And so that's why they came out with this money exchange at this time, because they knew that Europe could not handle it, and they're never going to be able to handle it. And so this will, in fact, Jamie Dimon, yesterday, who's the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, said exactly the same thing I'm saying now. And he said they'll take care of him for a year, maybe a little longer. I've been saying the same thing for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, but so is this a form of a haircut for the banksters?
What's that?
I mean, how does this affect the banksters then?
Oh, this is good for them.
They're so
going to
be
able to make loans and make more money because they're buying money over in Europe, paying 1%,
sure.
And then if they deposit it with the European Central Bank, they get 0.25%.
So who does it hurt then? Everybody who's on fixed incomes with the inflationary result?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only over there, but in the United States, because a lot of that money is going to drift into the U.S. market. See, these are things that most people don't think about. Jamie Dimon does because he runs a bank. Well, I think like the banker because I know where he's coming from. And that's the advantage of having the experience I've had in those markets, being able to tell what's important to these people and why they're doing what they're doing.
Now, Bob, I want to talk about Iran here in a moment after we go to this short clip. But I want to discuss after Iran false flag events, because the top Israeli intelligence officers come out and said Pearl Harbor style attack will be pretext for war on Iran. Jerusalem Post article implies U.S. will stage provocation to justify military assault because of the fact that we've exposed false flags, provocateur events, frame-ups, self-inflicted wounds, inside jobs. That's now entered the nomenclature out there. And so that damages the tool, but it's still such a good tool for governments. I want to get your take on whether or not they'll use it, but I just wanted to use an example from popular culture here. This is from the movie V for Vendetta, where the detectives who are, you know, outside of the internal security police are going to meet with a doctor who was at this prison camp where they were doing medical experiments to find out why everybody involved in it is being killed by the hero V. And of course, really, the doctor's been dead for a while anyways. It's V dressed up like the doctor. But here they are discussing a fictional false flag. The reason I use a fictional false flag to illustrate real false flags A lot of people have walls built in their minds where they can't discuss a real false flag like Gulf of Tonkin or 9/11 or Operation Ajax because there's too much emotion involved. But if it's in a movie, you can understand how the government stages an event to not just create fear, but also make money on the cure. And that's undoubtedly where all this is going with the New York Times article, Engineered Doomsday, with all these airborne pathogens, bird flu, mouse pox, swine flu, that kill over 90% of those that come in contact with it. And the government's ordering this brood up by the thousands of gallons all over the country. And it's not because they want to play patty cake, folks. So let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
Our story begins, as these stories often do, with a young up-and-coming politician. He's a deeply religious man and a member of the Conservative Party. He's completely single-minded and has no regard for political process. The more power he attains, the more obvious his zealotry, and the more aggressive his supporters become. Eventually, his party launches a special project in the name of national security. At first, it's believed to be a search for biological weapons, and it's pursued without regard to its cost. However, the true goal of this project is power, complete and total hegemonic domination. The project, however, ends violently. But the efforts of those involved are not in vain, for a new ability to wage war is born from the blood of its victims. Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure. But if your ultimate goal is power, how best to use such a weapon? It's at this point in our story that along comes a spider. He is a man seemingly without a conscience, for whom the ends always justify the means, and it is he who suggests that their target should not be an enemy of the country, but rather the country itself. Three targets are chosen to maximize the effect of the attack: a school, a tube station, and a water treatment plant. Several hundred die within the first few weeks.
The Three Waters has, in fact, been contaminated.
Authorities are attempting to control its deadly spread.
Such a wave of destruction throughout the underground.
Fueled by the media, fear and panic spread quickly, fracturing and dividing the country until at last the true goal comes into view. Before the St. Mary's crisis, no one would have predicted the results of the election that year. No one. And then not long after the election, lo and behold, a miracle. Some believed it was the work of God himself, but it was a pharmaceutical company controlled by certain party members that made them all obscenely rich. A year later, several extremists are tried, found guilty and executed, while a memorial is built to canonize their victims. But the end result, the true genius of the plan, was the fear. Fear became the ultimate tool of this government, and through it, our politician was ultimately appointed to the newly created position of High Chancellor. The rest, as they say, is history.
Now, there it is from a movie, but Bob, what do you make of all these reports that we talked about a decade ago, but now are admitted, where they're producing, according to the Baltimore Sun, thousands of gallons at 36 facilities across the country of every airborne weaponized mega death weapon you could ever imagine? Ebola, mousepox, multiple flus, and then admitting it. And they're just sitting there on and obviously they're thinking about releasing it and blaming it on Al-Qaeda or other affiliated imaginary mythical Easter Bunny groups. I mean, you can see what they're getting ready for, Bob.
Well, it's total war. And that would take the population down considerably. And it would also put people in a position, even if they wanted to, because of their illnesses, even if they didn't die, to be able to challenge whatever authority was in place. And so, you know, I can see them doing such things as diabolical as they are.
Yeah, well, listen, folks, there's a very good chance, whether it's this year or 10 years from now, I've read all the eugenics documents, the globalist proof of what they're planning, all the preconditioning. I'm telling you that they're planning to do this. It's in the cards. Well, when will they play the card? I don't know. But this is their big ace in the hole. And so just remember out there, some of you, if we don't turn this around now, when you lose your family or whatever, just remember who really did it. And remember, I warned you, the wages of not waking up is death. Bob Chapman.
That is a cold, hard fact. And if we do not get Ron Paul in office, we can expect those kind of things are going to happen, along with a lot of other terrible things. And so that's our job. This is the last shot of doing everything legally, because after that, everything is going to degenerate. Is there going to be a war? Of course. When? I don't think anybody knows.
Well,
we see them playing games with their big ships now, and we've seen the banking system shut off to Iran. We've seen their clients who buy oil from them being told that they can't use their oil. That's warfare.
Yeah, I mean, it's on. And then we're still having a debate about whether a war has already started when they're admittedly blowing up bases inside Iran, Bob.
That's right. And they have the temerity to blow up people in the middle of the city, scientists who were working on the nuclear project just a couple of days ago.
Off the charts, I mean, insane. Stay there, Bob. We got to come back with calls in the next two segments. We'll do 5 minutes of overdrive today. But I've studied the thing. Well, I'll tell you about when we get back.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
No, they want us to keep on fussing and fighting.
All they want us to do is keep on fussing and fighting.
I have studied the whole infrastructure of the globalists, their quotes, their plans, their whole world government. I mean, they say We had Aaron in here a couple days ago reading the quotes that once the world government's in place, they're going to release weaponized Ebola and mousepox and kill all of us. I mean, they've got underground bunkers everywhere, seed vaults. They're screwing up all the major seed lines with GMO. And they're producing all this weaponized garbage and having it in level two facilities everywhere. And it's not for defense. They admit it's offensive. While they parade around trying to shoot us up with deadly vaccines that already have soft kills in them. But they're moving out of the just giving us cancer and everything. They're moving into just felling everybody. I mean, with mousepox, you're talking about 99% kill rate. Airborne Ebola, 94, 95. This H1N1 garbage, your weaponized bird flu, 91, 92. I mean, you're talking about 9 out of 10 people on your street dead. And you're talking about psycho killers who'll do it. They want to move into a new system. And the whole time they're killing everybody, they're going to be on TV posing as the saviors. And, of course, then they'll roll out with the little minions and give them the vaccines that actually cure them. And all the rest of us will just get death. And even those that do get the other shot is going to have a sterile in it. Bob Chapman, do you think this is a nightmare vision I'm putting out? Or from your research, is it accurate as one of the cards in their fist?
It's certainly accurate. And these plans go back to during World War II and then afterward, and what they found out from their allies as well as enemies of these kinds of things to deal with people. This has been an ongoing thing. It's diabolical. When I was involved, I never got involved in anything like that. So I only learned what I learned recently. And, you know, in the last 20 years, so to speak.
Yeah, you mean when you were in intelligence. You know,
in a different area.
Let's go to Jeff in North Carolina. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
The call seems like a North Carolina day. I know you're going to close out the show here, so I'll try to go quick and get your opinion on a couple of things. Again, thanks, guys, and thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
I know, just want to real quick, I've been in the media for quite some time and have been doing quite a bit, as much as I can, given the resources and time I have as well to combat the delusions descending upon humanity. But real quick, on the Andy Griffith Show, there was an episode years ago where I think the president was coming through Mayberry. And I distinctly remember there's a shot of a guy standing on the sidewalk in downtown Mayberry kind of protesting. And he's holding up a big sign and it either says down with the gold standard or no to the gold standard. I just thought I'd bring that point up real quick. But
so a little propaganda against gold. Oh, no, undoubtedly there was some in there as well. I'm talking to one of my guys who shows it to his kids, and he says, yeah, it's one of the better shows, but it's got propaganda in it as well. Do you have any questions or comments for myself or Bob?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, gentlemen, both, if you ever heard of the capstone concept for joint operations?
The capstone concept, I mean, is that unified command?
Yeah, it's a COG, and basically it's a government document you can find on the Internet, and it's capstone, as in the capstone over the pyramid on the back of the dollar. But it's the plan of how they're going to subvert the American people and trick them into accepting militarization of the streets of America.
No, I haven't seen that. What do I Google? Capstone COG?
Just capstone concept for joint operations, and you'll find
guys,
it.
Capstone concept for joint operations. Capstone concept for joint operations. We'll look into that. Thank you so much. We're gonna get Bob's brief take on that. The main show's over, but we're audio stream and video stream at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to come back for 5 more minutes, get Bob's take on that, take a call or two from folks that have been holding the longest, Erica and others. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.